Our relationships have the potential to make us great or mar us. On Brojit Lifestyle, Joseph Dinwoke shares practical wisdom that could help you have fruitful relationship with the people in your circle. Welcome to today's episode.
Now, in the first episode on this series on defining your relationship, I explained that it's risky for you to assume you have a relationship with someone when you can't say with certainty there's actually a relationship going on between both of you. The reason is because when you make such assumptions and you find out that it's not exactly true, that there's no relationship, the heartbreak can be so hurtful. And the way I know to describe that kind of heartbreak is the kind of pain that you get when you think your chair, which you stood up from, is still there, when somebody has played a prank on you and removed the chair. And so you try to sit down thinking the chair was there, but fall yakata. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that is how bad it is to think you have a relationship with someone when in reality it does not exist. The other way to look at it is that when you think you have a relationship with someone, the problem is about that you turn down proposal from guys who are serious-minded guys who want to marry you, thinking you have something with this fellow who has not said anything or who is not saying anything. In the same vein, when you think you have something with a lady who has not said anything or who you are not sure that you have something with, I mean, you see other sisters giving you green lights. You just pretend as if you know they see again. Because there is this time you think you have something with because she's just caring. You can't say for sure whether you have something with someone until you define your relationship with them. Then she will know and you will know that actually there's something going on between both of you. Until then, please, my guy, my sister, you are not in a relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes people say, let's just see how it's going. Let's just be rolling and we'll see where it leads to. Let me tell you something. Somebody tells you something like that, agree with him. Just be rolling with him, but roll with him far enough that other people will just know you are a very single person. Do you know why? You are extremely single. So once they say, let's define a relationship, say, let's be going and see where it leads to. My brothers, my sisters, you can't say for sure, you can't count on something like that. So while you are rolling with him, especially you as a lady, because in your own, if you give people the impression that you're in a relationship, they will leave you alone. Most people will leave you alone. I know there are some people who are very silly. They don't have work, and so they pester on a girl who say, I'm already in a relationship. For such people, ignore them, but the real people will just go away knowing that this person has been taken. So don't roll with them close enough that people will think you are with them when in reality you are not. And what is even rolling this thing self? If you are going to be rolling, then stay away, just be normal friends and nothing is between both of you. Of course, when you are rolling with him, somebody calls you on phone, pick his call. When you are rolling with him, somebody say, I want to see you, please go and see him. You can't just assume that you have a relationship when in reality there is nothing like having a relationship with anybody. So what I'm saying in essence is that please, please in God's sake, don't assume you have a relationship when you don't have. Now that's just as a way of reminding what I said in the previous episode. Now for now, what I'm going to take time explaining is, how do you define a relationship? Number one thing I wanted to do is, this is the easy part to start from, especially if you're a lady. Watch for clues. Yes, the first point to start from is watching clues. What I mean by watching clues is this. You see, the way these things work is that you, when you have a relationship with someone, or whether you have a relationship or not, you start getting signs that there's something going on between both of you. And when you start seeing those signs, that could help you give you an idea of where this whole thing is leading from. If this person starts discussing with you about building a family together, building a home together, or starting a family, then that's a sign that that person is interested. That's a sign that the person, well, is actually thinking about you. When he starts asking you questions that points to, would you want to live in Abeokuta? Maybe currently people are living in Bauchi or Kogi. He said, would you want to spend the rest of your life in Abeokuta? Maybe that's where his parents live, or that's where he got a job. That is a stylish way of asking to know whether you'd be okay with relocating with him if he decides to marry you. In the same vein, when a guest are asking you some questions like, would you want to marry to have 2 children or 5 children? That's also a way of giving you a sign or a clue that something might be going on, or the person might be interested in something going on between both of you. So in that instance, what you do is that when you take such clues, you start working on it. It's a sign to you that something might be going on, or that something might be about to happen between you and the fellow. So in that instance, what you do is that you take it to the next level. That should give you enough clues to start. What I'm saying is that it's not every time somebody just smiling with you, laughing with you, and playing with you, you now start assuming that you have a relationship. No. If you do that, it will sound like desperation. So what you do is that, let him give you some clues first. With those signs and clues, you will now understand it. You have enough reason to actually go to him and say, well, bros, the other day you said this, the other day you said that. Where is it leading to? Even you as a guy, I don't know about you, but me, I don't like to talk to a girl that will say no to me. So there are only 2 girls I've actually asked out in my whole life. One said yes, the other one said no. Before I could even say to talk to the first person, I first got clues. She gave me green light for more than 1 year. Yes, for more than 1 year, she gave me all the green lights I needed to. So you to watch for these clues first. And when you use this, get these clues, then you start to find out. There are people that can't come out direct. And for you as a lady, for instance, you may not actually be able to walk up to the person and start asking, do you want to marry me? Are you interested in marrying me? And all of those things. If you think that the person will say, what is it now? Is that how he's doing you? And sometimes you may even lose your respect before the person. So I want you to take your time. Don't go so direct that the person will look at you like something is wrong. So don't go so direct that the person will think you are desperate. Don't go so direct the person will even look down on you. I'm gonna make more coffee before you start. So you start. Yes, you start. Find out from him. You stylishly just ask him one or two questions. And maybe he starts. Of course, it has to be based on clues because I don't want you to do this thing with somebody who is not really interested. So when, those are things you start doing. Ask him some kind of question. You can crack some joke with the person. Maybe when you say, will you be free on Saturday? Let's hang out and all of those things. He said, provided she will not kill me. You just say it like that. You say, no, there's no she. There's no she anywhere. That's how this Nastar. I'm telling you, Nastar. Even me, I do that kind of thing. Even though Bridget really confused me when I try to use that style on her. Well, the style works. It works. So when a girl is just playing with you, tell her, this time you're playing me, I'll be taking it easier before your guy just see me and now cut my hand. You know, you make these jokes. If he doesn't have anybody or she doesn't have anybody, she'll come up playing and say, there's nobody, just you are safe. He will talk to you like that because he wants to clarify to you that, my guy, the road is clear. You understand that point? But if there's someone else, he's going to tell you, he's going to just smile, laugh with you, and just going like that. But if she's really a serious minded fellow who is not all these people that want to do her to get up, then she'll just tell you, there's nobody. She will explain those things to you so you don't feel reluctant in coming forward with your desire or expressing yourself. So you use the style to get, and if those style don't work, or from the clues you get from the style, it will now lead you to the last point, which is asking or her directly. What are those style questions? Using watching clues can just give you an idea of what is going on. It is more like survey. It's more like trying to get a general idea of what's going on. When you get this general idea of what's going on, then you have to go directly because you want to be able to hold him by his words. I know there are all kinds of charlatans and jokers everywhere who will tell you one thing today and change their mind tomorrow. I'm not talking about those ones. I'm talking about that you can identify that this is a serious-minded person. Now, when he says a thing, he means it. When he says a thing, he's serious about it. Go to him and ask him, Ikenna, I saw the way we are going. I saw the way jokes you crack with me the other time and the way we are going. Even the other day, you said, don't me, I love you. You blew me a kiss emoji on WhatsApp. I'm going to wonder. I just want us to be clear on exactly where we are standing. Ikenna, do you have feelings for me? Ask him like that. If he has feelings for you, he's going to tell you. If he doesn't tell you, my girl, go away. If he starts saying, well, he's not like that. He doesn't start just laughing with you. Then, okay, laugh with him. Okay, I understand. Just go on with your life like that. Do you know why? Understand that there's nothing between you and Ikenna. And just move on with your life. If there are other guys who are around you, please, if a guy smiles at you, smile at him too. And if Ikenna is getting so close that he's blocking others from seeing you, get him off your life. Now, so you be my sister. You can't just allow somebody to be playing with your life. It's not done. Yes, it's not done. So please go to him and ask him very specifically, Ikenna, where is this lady to? In the past episode, I wanted to give you two instances where two ladies have been close to ask me for what exactly is going on with her relationship. In the second instance was, okay, let me not tell you when, but let me just tell you what happened. She called me because we used to play a lot. She was going out one of those days, and I went out with her. I paid for transport. I mean, she was going on errand and begged me to accompany her, and I took it with joy and gladness. Now, she was worried because I paid for our fare. I even bought her something in the process. Now, the girl felt that, this one is getting... And every slightest chance I get to gist with her, I gisted with her. She felt maybe something is going on, but she asked me very specifically, Ifeanyi, is anything going on with... Like, what's going on? Do you have feelings for me? I told her the truth of the matter that I don't. So, you asked me, how come you are just playing with her that close, friendly and all of that with her? I'll tell you the reason. The reason is very simple. I was bored. Yes, I was bored. So, I used to stay much at home then, and she was someone that stays around where I was staying, and she's a very smart, intelligent, Christian, godly girl. So a very sensible thing to do is just to roll with her. So I rolled with her close enough that she felt something was going on, but in reality nothing was going on. I mean, at that point again, I don't know her enough to say I'm doing anything about marrying her. So the point I'm trying to make is that she asked very simply, directly and clearly, and I gave her the answer simply, directly and clearly. And with that, we were clear on where we stand. There was no ambiguity, no confusion. So if she had moved on with that thinking that I have something with her, she's the one I'll be hurt. And of course, the other side is that she saved me from the feeling of guilt resulting from thinking that I actually have something with her, or that I must have deceived her or led her to the wrong conclusion. The point I'm trying to make is this. When you think something is going on between you and a guy or a girl, Don't just be achieving in your head. That is why a lot of people never married until they reach 35. I'm telling you. That's why some guys will say, of one of the things I did for this girl, see, the fact that you are buying her shawarma doesn't mean anything. It's not only you that is buying the shawarma. So respect yourself and go and ask him clearly. Nkechi, this shawarma now because I want clear road. Ask her. Ask her and get an answer. See, I've been clearing road all the while. Please, where are we standing here? Of course, I'm not saying you're going to say it like that, but please, if you are, of course, you're able to give people gifts for no reason. I mean, especially nothing you've done. But if you're giving because you want to clear road, my brother, you have cleared road long enough. Go and now declare your manifesto and hear what she's going to say. So you can know where you stand. That way, you won't spend a whole year, 2 years clearing road, and after clearing road, you get to the end of the junction and find out that there's nothing. And you find out that there's nothing for you for today. So please, reduce this time you are using to clear road and go direct and ask Scully for what you want. That is how to define your relationship. Again, the thing is how you define your relationship is what for clues. The clues will give you an idea of whether there's something there or not. And when you see enough clues to move on, you start to find out where the guy is standing. And if you find out sufficient, you can now go more directly and specifically and ask him, where are we standing here? Do you understand that? The fact that he told you yes doesn't mean he's going to keep to you. He can break up with you tomorrow. He can say he's not doing it again. But at least you know that it's a breakup. Not that you think something was well, it was not. Do you understand that? Sometimes people have fears. I mean, there are guys that are afraid of defining their relationship, or girls that have fears why they can't even go to a guy to define where their relationship stands. In the next episode, I'm going to take time out to help you conquer the fear of defining your relationship.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Brogid Lifestyle. For more episodes, visit brogid.com/lifestyle. For quick tips we share on lifestyle every Friday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brogid World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending lifestyle to 0810-550-4664.